Observations column. Titled, The Devil Cast Down. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. We managed to get through the first 10 verses of Revelation 12 last week. Verse 10 is where we will pick up and continue through the chapter. 10 verses is not much to cover, but I suppose a truly in-depth study would mean that we would still be in the first chapter of this wonderful book. Like a tapestry, everything seems smoothly put together, but behind the front, looking at the back of it, we see threads of study going everywhere throughout the Bible, connecting seemingly unconnected thoughts together to make the intricate pattern of the tapestry's front view. Last week, we learned that the spiritual battle being played out in heaven, verse 7, came to a severe turn, and Satan was cast out. Where did he go? Isaiah 14 verses 12 to 15 tells us one destination, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. His own pride will be his undoing. Has this happened yet? No, this is for a future day, part of the prophetic character of Revelation. John is speaking of those times, which shall be hereafter, according to Revelation 1 verse 19. Revelation 12 verse 13 says he was cast to the earth, for now. What does this mean for us today? Today, the great dragon, the old serpent called the devil, and Satan, verse 9, still has access to the throne room of the Father. There, as in Job 1, Satan is asking God to consider the faith of yet another believer, and how far he can go to attack their faith in God and Christ Jesus. Will it be you, or me? By what are you tempted? Where is our individual weakness, those sins that do so easily beset us? Satan is a conniving liar at all times. Walk circumspectly, be alert to, and aware of your surroundings, for our adversary, the devil, is looking for the next one to devour, 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Don't let him find you in the wrong place at the wrong time. Walk in freedom, but do not tempt the Lord. Job learned a hard lesson in his day. So as you go about this week, be aware that Satan wants to sift us all, to test our faith as we walk humbly before our God and Savior. It is the church that Satan targets. All others already belong to him. 2 Peter 3 verse 17, Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line, and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.